I attempted to do a podcast on Resurrection Day, but since Anchor has become Spotify, sometimes things get lost. So I don't know what happened to it. I did go on my cruise. So I wanted to talk about that. It was very interesting. And I found myself being in two different spaces in my head while I was there. There was the one person that was kind of what do you call it? Well, actually, I isolated myself a lot, to be quite honest. Like being consistently communicating to people was not my strong strength. Because I'm extremely shy, and also because I was by myself. So this is the first time I've ever been to an event. Or actually on vacation. Let's not even call it an event. On vacation. When I was married, we really didn't do vacations. We did vacations for the kids. Like we would never even think of doing a cruise or something like that. But I'm happy that I didn't experience this while I was married, because then it would have been like a facade. Oh yeah, look at us, we're so happy. My wife is beautiful. I'm kind of cute. Let's pretend that we love each other and we're happy, and let's just be a f no. It would have been a facade, because we were unhappy for a while. So I'm glad I did this by myself. I'm also trying to get myself to do something out of the ordinary, in the hopes to come out my shell. And there were like brief moments that it did happen where I was very interactive with people, but then there were times where I would get very quiet and spend a lot of time by myself. There was a lot of events that I didn't get to. Because unless you live like that cruise, because the cruise life, your clock is off. You have to figure out, you have to make sure you get rest and make sure you get rest in between. You just schedule what you want to do and make sure you get some rest in between. But the food was that was that's where I didn't know what I was doing, so I missed a lot of events. I ended up falling asleep a couple of evenings, and missed events I was really looking forward to going to, like the white party, and because of my outfit, it was really cute, so I was really wanted to just have a good time. And I felt confident in the way I looked, but I ended up falling asleep. I ended up falling asleep sitting on the couch. I was just exhausted. I think everything that was going on was just so overwhelming, that I became like mentally drained. And so I have these moments where I was like really having a lot of fun, and then there's moments where I would become very somber and get into my head. And I think that that's where the depression comes in, is when I get into my head and I start forgetting everything that I've been through, and all of that I've accomplished to get here, because I was messed up. If you ever listen to my earlier podcasts, I think I would probably be hard to understand in the very beginning because I have aphasia. But in the beginning, it was a lot worse. So I was just thinking about today and just thinking about what the stroke, the after a stroke, and then to be on a boat with all these women who are successful and happy, and a lot of them physically able. And there was also a lot of people who were disabled on the ship as well. Of course, it was a cruise. And but I'm like somewhere in between. Like, you really won't know that I'm disabled, that I struggle doing things unless you watched me. You know, I had people even tell me, I couldn't tell that you had a stroke. I can't tell, but I can tell because I go through it every day. I try to put myself in positions where you can't tell that I need help or that I'm struggling. But I tell you, getting that luggage to the airport, that struggle was real. It was to the point where I was like, somebody just help me. And I just dropped stuff, my bags, just please help me. Because I overpacked. I definitely overpacked, but I used everything. So, but still was a lot. It was a lot. So that struggle was real where I had to ask for help. And I remember getting on the plane and I tried to lift my bag to put into the overhead, but my arm, because I can't use both arms, I tried to one arm it and it ended up falling. And the steward, what do you call it? The flight attendant, I was about to go old school with stewardess. Is that what they used to call them? I don't know. The flight attendant looked at me like, "Are you okay?" And I felt like she asked me that question because she thought I was drunk. And I was like, "No, can you help me with my bag?" No, actually, I was like, "I'm okay. I'm okay. I got it. I got it." And so I had to get the other arm engaged to get it up into the overhead. Well, I think she helped me. I don't remember anyway. But every flight after that, I made sure I gave my bag to the person and be like, "Hey, can you just put my bag in the overhead for me? Because I may struggle with that." So that was tough. But thankfully, when I got off the plane, Olivia Cruises had a van waiting for me. I had set that up, so it was perfect because I knew I needed help to get these bags to the ship. So I set up a pickup. So that was wonderful. And but just getting back to like being on the ship with all these women and they're all very successful and just some, it just made me feel like that I wasn't on the same playing field because of everything that I've gone through in my life, going through my stroke. And losing my job, I had a really great job in the cannabis industry, and I was growing in the company, and the stroke happened, and so I ended up losing my income. I ended up going through a divorce, so I went from living in a really nice home in Sacramento to living in an apartment during my separation, but it was in downtown Sacramento in DoCo, which was nice. To after my stroke, I ended up having to give up the apartment and I had to move back home to New York and live with my mother. And I did this at 53. I would just suggest that everyone have a plan because you never know what life will hit you with. And I wasn't expecting that one. But But I've had multiple brain injuries. I've had three aneurysms rupture in my brain. And the third one I was trying to fix, and it caused a stroke. And then I ended up losing everything. I mean, my marriage was already lost. That was going to go regardless. But it just happened at the same time as my stroke. So when I told people I had a divorce during my stroke, they were like, "Dang, she left you during your stroke?" Yeah, she left. She was checked out before my stroke. So, yeah. I wasn't expecting anything. I mean, I would never do that because I'm just a sucker, I guess. I don't think I'm a sucker. I'm just care about people. So I would never leave someone at that point. I would just, yeah, we're getting a divorce, but I'm gonna make sure you're in a wonderful space. I'm not gonna just drop the bag and bounce. I wouldn't do that to anybody, not even my worst enemy. But I'm not surprised. So it's like started going from, you're feeling like you're at the top of the mountain, although you're unhappy, and you just roll all the way downhill when it comes to finances, and you just lose all your finances. So I was like in a different tax bracket. Let's just call it what it is. My tax bracket is not what it used to be. So I was with women who are more successful and established. And probably didn't have as much in common as and then also I don't always want to talk about what I went through to people. I'll talk about it on my podcast. I'm hoping someone gets something out of this and be like, "Oh yeah, let me just make sure I'm prepared for anything that happens in life, because you never know. The only one that's going to be with you until the end is the one that was with you in the beginning, and that's God. So you really can't depend on anyone." So I felt like my confidence was kind of like shaky, because like I said, if it was pre-divorce, I would be like the unhappy, beautiful, they appear to be happy couple on this vacation, but really just not even, just dreading every moment, but with a smile on your face. So I'm just happy that I took this vacation now. But it was definitely a learning experience when it comes to like the status, your financial status, and just trying to connect with people. And also when you're dealing with, your confidence is different when you're going through a depression, which I know I am. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend I'm not. I'm not gonna live a facade. And of course, I am talking and speaking to someone. I am going to therapy. Because it's not just even what's gone on. Of course, it's not just everything that's happened recently. We're talking about since day one. I'm trying to unpack all of it. All of it. And like, I didn't want to make a mistake. And try to make like an instant connection with someone. I don't want anything instant. I'm just sticking to my vow of celibacy, and I don't want anything that's like the now, for now. I want something that's forever, eternity. That agape love, that's what I want. So it wasn't my intention. I think when I first got the trip, it was my intention. But after stumbling and not sticking to my vow. My intentions definitely changed because I'm not gonna make that mistake again. So it was very interesting. It was tough. I spent a lot of time alone. Even trying to unpack stuff while I was on the vacation, just trying to, put things in perspective and navigate through life. Being at the place that I'm in, I am right now, and trying to get out of this just trying to get out of this funk and trying to making sure that, my smile, it comes from a place of complete happiness. But I have so much more work to do, and that's what I realized in this trip. But I met a lot of wonderful people, and I'm hoping to keep those connections and through Facebook. And then see what happens in the future. But I was it was a lot of fun. I got to be in Mexico and see a lot of different things. I enjoyed myself at the zoo. The food was phenomenal. The entertainment was great. And it was just nice to see a bunch of LGBT women come together in a safe space and not have to worry about, being treated unfairly because of who you are. And I had a lot of fun. Was propositioned a few times, but like I said, I had no intention on doing that, making that mistake again. So I'm gonna stick to my guns and stay celibate until I'm married. But I just wanted them to know that it's not that I didn't, though, that's the only reason why, when I didn't turn someone down because I thought they were like unattractive, but it was because the only thing I'm focused on is being celibate. I'm not focused on being, sleeping with a bunch of people, and I'm just focused on God and figuring out what's next. And things are beginning to happen, and but I'm not gonna really put it out there until it actually happens. 'Cause I like to talk about what's going on, but I'm not ready to reveal certain things because I'm not sure. I'm waiting for God's answer. And I ask him all the time. So it was a wonderful trip. I can't wait to do it again. And I'm just trying to figure out this life, this new life for me, and trying to get out of this funk that I'm in. And to just live my life according to how God would want me to live. I mean, because God doesn't want me to be stagnant. God wants me to thrive. And I have to figure out how to thrive. So I'm a work in progress. I had a wonderful trip. I had a wonderful resurrection day. I just pray that this war in Gaza just ends and it ceases. And I read the Bible for like maybe 4 hours today. And if you read the Old Testament, I just finished the book of Numbers. And next is Deuteronomy. And everything I've read up until Numbers is it's in the Bible. I'm not surprised at what's happening in Gaza. It's in the Bible. And trust me, God is not pleased. God is not happy. And if we were in a day, wrath would be happening because his chosen people are not being obedient. And if you read the Bible, when they were not obedient, they were dealt with. I mean, firstborns, I mean, but it's all God's timing. It's all God's timing. Everything will happen when God says it's gonna happen. But I'm not surprised that it's still happening. I mean, we live on this world where we're human, and generational curses exist and is real. You know, I'm not surprised at racism. I'm not surprised at any ism. I mean, this has been going on forever. You know, what bothers me about people who think that Biden should do something about it. I mean, this is not a dictatorship. Biden can't do anything alone without the support. He can't. And you remember when Tupac said, we got money for wars but can't feed the poor? This is going on forever. But now everyone is so targeted on Biden is because they don't want Biden in office anymore. So, and it's tough because I'm not pleased with Biden as well, but I'm not voting any other way. You can't vote any other way. We can't bring the devil back into the White House. Please. Please, let's somehow break these curses. Come on. Please. Please. I mean, I don't know what person was talking about it, but he was talking about when you look in the Bible and he was telling people who deal with laws, in the Bible it doesn't say that God is against homosexuality. It doesn't say that Jesus is against homosexuality. It does say in the Old Testament that man should not be with man. But if you read the red letters, there's nothing about homosexuality. If you read the red letters, there's not even anything about abortion. So we're in a time of grace. If we were before Jesus came, before God sent his only son, there was very little grace. There was very little grace. But now we're in the time of grace. So I think these lawmakers are trying to play God, and it's sad they took away the rights for women. It's sad what's happening to the trans community, and these are not things that God intended. God just wants you to stay true to the covenant that you promised to him, because he's always going to stay true to the covenant that he promised to you. And we're in a time of grace because it would be wrath where all this nonsense is going on. It would be, we wouldn't even be here. So, yeah, I just really enjoy studying the Bible, and I can't wait to get back into taking my lessons. Because once I finish that, then I can apply for a university and get my bachelor's in biblical studies, because that's the goal. But I'm just this work in progress. I had a wonderful trip. I hope to be better at being more open with people, but and being more interactive and social is the word, because I'm very socially awkward, and I think people don't understand that because I have cognitive issues, because I have issues with my speech, because I have mobility issues, I have issues with my confidence. And so I hope that as I'm growing and getting the therapy that I need, and I also start physical therapy next week, getting the therapy that I need, both mentally and physically, and just digging into this Bible, my world is going to just open up. Because right now it's limited. Yeah, I've limited myself. But and that's the thing, I'm not, God has given us a gift. And if you don't use his gifts that he's given you, then you're not doing what he expects of you. So I'm just learning what that is now since my physical self has changed, and my mental and cognitive and also spiritual self has changed. Thank God for spiritual. So if you listen to all of this, thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to pray for everyone, everywhere, not just around the world, anything, anyone who's going through conflict because of territory, because of faith, because of beliefs. Any kind of conflict, whether it be family, whether it be personal, whether it be internal, external, I just pray for you all. And I pray that God brings peace and brings a solution. Because I know I'll be asking God, just come sit next to me. Tell me what to do. Come on, just give me the blueprint. I just need you to just tell me, do this, 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 and this. But I need you to come and have a conversation with me because I'm not getting it. I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm a Capricorn, so I need direct. You have to be direct with me. I need to just be very direct. And some people were, which is funny, but it was very, very sweet. And I was very, very flattered and very appreciative. And I hope to keep these people as distant friends, not distant, but close yet distant. And just have a blessed evening. And tonight is Bible study, which I'm very much looking forward to. And like I said again, if you listen to this, thank you. I truly appreciate it. And have a blessed evening. And again, thank you for listening.